information, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function, it boosts your immune system, and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood@hotmail.com. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dave Wilson, and if you can hear the sound of my voice and all this stuff works, we're about to embark on an adventure together, an adventure called Dave Wilson's Part of Radio Liberty. And today we have a great guest with us, but first of all, I have to tell you, of course, that the views expressed on this live radio program are not necessarily the views of the station or the sponsors that you'll be hearing messages from. They're my views and the views of my guests. And my guest today is Terry James. Terry James has produced a number of books involving Bible prophecy and its impact on the world today. With most of his books, Terry acts as the general editor of everything that's going on, and he gains analysis and insight and puts together things from America's foremost writers and broadcasters and other experts in the field to compile these wonderful books. Today's program is the most important program of the three that Dr. Stan has allowed me to do in his absence. Continue to pray for Dr. Stan, who is traveling around, and he should be back tomorrow as the Lord. Terry, are you there this morning?
Yes, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, you know, Terry, you have been concerned with the things of prophecy and the Bible for an awfully long time. We used to do radio programs together, and we talked about Bible prophecy, and I don't think that things have changed much. We could probably, as I said yesterday, play some of the programs that we did 10 years ago, and the issues would still be the same with the church, however, perhaps a little bit greater. As we talk about prophecy this morning, let's start off with some of the real basics so that everybody will understand where we're coming from as we get into the notion of what the church is doing about it and how politics are coming into it. Can you explain to us just exactly what is prophecy anyway?
Well, prophecy, of course, is the truth from the Bible, God's Word. God is the only being who knows the end from the beginning. And all other prophecies, whether you're talking about Nostradamus, Gene Dixon, or anybody else, that's all false prophecy. They may get some guesses right on occasion, or even satanic inspiration, if you want to call it that,
mm-hmm.
Might sometimes come into play there, some delusion and different things. But the only prophecy, the only future that can be told 100% accurately comes from the Word of God, from God himself. And, of course, Jesus is that Word, Jesus Christ, and he was the chief among all prophets.
And we're talking about the Bible, the Word of God, as it has been published for these years, whether it be the King James, which is probably the best translation, or some other real translation like the New King James. We're not talking necessarily about things like the Message or anything, but God's true word, as we have it in our hand, gives us the answer to everyday situations, but he has also allowed us to see in the future. And if we understand what Terry has just said, prophetic things that are written down in the Bible, then we can understand today's current event. Wouldn't you say that, Terry?
Well, absolutely. That's the only way we really can get a handle, I think, on the current events we're witnessing today. Why, for example, is Israel always hated? I mean, it's the most hated country in the world. Anti-Semitism is on the rise despite the Holocaust of Hitler's war against Israel and against the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this? For example, are the Jews so hated and by the whole world? And even the mainstream media turns against the Jews before they turn against their avowed enemies who've vowed to push them into the Mediterranean Sea. Well, the only answer that can be found is through God's prophetic word. The hatreds that go back thousands upon thousands of years, and where that is all leading as far as the consummation of history is concerned. So prophecy tells us these things.
We talked about that on Monday a little bit, about the fact that the hatred for the Jews and for Israel goes all the way back to Ishmael. And it's not, I always want to say it's strange, but then I catch myself and say it's not strange. God wanted us to know that this separation of humanities, if you will, is something that he foretold long ago and saw coming, that there would be these two great nations now rising, that we have Islam with multiple millions, hundreds of millions, if not billions, of adherents to this religion, if you will, who worship a moon god that is no way, shape, or form the God of the Bible. And they are empowered by all the money that they've gotten in Saudi Arabia, for example, to do horrible things in this world right now. We're going to talk about that along in the program. But one other question about basics, Terry, before we get going too far. And we're probably coming up against a break here in just a second. So as we go for the break, let's talk about, why is there prophecy? You know, what is it about God's word? Why did he bother to tell us about prophetic things in the Bible?
Okay, well, you want to talk about that beginning now?
Well, I got to wait for the music to come for the break. Well, let's just get started on it, you know.
All right. Well, of course, God wants his family in on as many things as he wants us to be aware of. And it gets part encouragement, I think, to show us that he is in control, that he has things totally in control. And I think by looking at prophecy, we can see that he is in control and that it allays some of our fears. As it often said in the prophetic word, it's for comfort, like 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, for example. He wants us to be comforted with some of these words, like the blessed hope of Titus 2:13,
mm-hmm.
The coming of Christ that's guaranteed by the Lord. He wants us to be comforted by these. So I think prophecy is given to his family as a large part to just instill confidence in him that he can deliver, and he does deliver on what he promises, as he's promised to Israel to bring them back in the last days, and here they are.
What about the notion of validating the words of Scripture, Terry?
Well, absolutely. Prophecy is validation of God. Everything, I mean, it can be documented. Well, and again, I keep coming back to Israel.
Now here they go.
The most profound thing.
We'll be right back after this break.
Okay.
Dave Wilson, Terry James, Radio Liberty. It's a Wednesday morning.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 4-2. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Hey, here we go for a second segment in a Wednesday's morning Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan is still traveling, and my name is Dave Wilson, substituting for him. Continue to pray for his travel safety. This morning, we have Terry James with us, who is a longtime acquaintance and friend of mine in a cyber kind of way. I've helped him write a little bit of a couple of his books about aviation themes, since I used to know a little bit about that, and Terry has been gracious to appear on frequently on Radio Liberty. And we were just talking before the break, which I wasn't sure which was coming, but hey, I'm having so much fun, how come I can get so serious, you know, about clocks? Why prophecy, Terry? And mostly I asked you about the validation of Scripture that prophecy serves to bring us. Finish your thoughts on that.
Well, of course, prophecy, I mean, when something, somebody says something's going to happen and it comes absolutely true, then they gather attention and they are validated to some extent. We see this by some of the so-called prognosticators, of people who have said things in the mainstream media, picked it up, and they say it's validated and so forth. But this is only superficial. God's word can be validated from beginning to end. And despite the fact that that everything has happened exactly as God said it would to this point in history, if one goes back and truly researches with an honest, open mind, they will find that that has happened. And yet the world itself denies God has the same kind, has the kind of power that can tell the end from the beginning. And they choose Nostradamus, for example, over God, and give him more validation than God. But God's word is validated through prophecy. And I was on Nostradamus effect on two or three episodes, I can't remember which. One was on the rapture, one was on the Antichrist, I remember that.
On the History Channel?
On the History Channel. I did that back in 2009, I believe we did those. And and I was amazed. I mean, I think they were pretty fair as those kind of documentaries go, but they gave all the, you know, glory and credit to Nostradamus, the whole thing
was
built around him, when it's God who should be validated, because he's the one who has told us the truth about all these things that are going to happen.
Exactly. I came to know the Lord through prophecy. I was sitting in the back of an airplane in Las Vegas waiting to fly it back to Los Angeles, and to be brief, I was reading something about Alexander the Great and how he came through Tyre and Sidon and laid waste to the place, and how the Bible had forecast that some 300-400 years earlier, when they said that Tyre and Sidon would be laid waste and used as a place to dry fishermen's net. I went home and researched it in that great religious tome, the Encyclopedia Britannica, found it out to be true, and I said, my goodness, if this kind of thing is true, I better read the rest of it. I began to read the Gospels in a Bible that I had, came to know the Lord, and I'm praising him ever since 1974. So,
and there's a lot of people who've had that same experience. You know, Hal Lindsey's book, The Late Great Planet Earth, has I've heard so many people say that they came to the Lord through reading his book on Bible prophecy and researching for themselves and finding that God's word is truth. And
it is.
How important that is.
It's so untrue. But you wrote something a while back that says, the indifference is so prevalent in the church itself is an end-time signal. That is an indifference to prophecy. The Lord obviously spoke to the fact that God's own children will, in large part, be indifferent to the prophetic signs, and they're not going to be living as they're supposed to at the time of his coming for them. And he promised in John 14, 1-3, and let me read it. He forewarned, he said, and take heed to yourself, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that the day will come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth, and watch ye therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Terry, these things are not being taught in today's modern churches, are they?
No, it's amazing to me. I was listening to, and you know, as you know, Dave, I'm blind. I've been blind since 1993 due to a retinal disease. And I was listening to a television program last Sunday evening, I think it was. And this man, I listened to him many times before and never heard him talk on prophecy at all. But I'm a very solid preacher, preached the gospel, preached doctrine very well in most cases. I mean, I would just always like to listen to him. Well, he came last week and he said he wanted to talk about prophecy. And the man said something like, God does not mean for us to, Christ did not mean for us to concentrate on prophecy. He said basically the same thing Rick Warren of Saddleback said.
Oh, dear.
God does not mean us to dwell on prophecy. All it does is divert from the other parts of the Bible. So, we should not, that's the reason he doesn't ever, this pastor doesn't dwell on prophecy, he said. And I was just blown away. I mean, I just couldn't believe. Right then, I wanted to choke him, which is an unchristian thing to want to do. But you know, the Bible is fully almost one third prophecy. It's 27%. I think Chuck Missler, my friend, has come up with a precise, as Chuck does, precise measurement. About 27% prophecy is the entire Bible, and half of that has been fulfilled. There's still half of it to be fulfilled, according to Chuck's statistics. And so is it important? Would God put that much Bible prophecy in? Does he not want people to know that his son is returning? Well, of course, it's just tragic. But
well,
it, Jesus
say,
said, you know, when he returns, will I find any faith on earth?
Right.
And so this is part of the apostasy, I think, the falling away, although I have another term for that, too. Apostasy, I think, is as much about the rapture as it is about falling away from the faith. But anyway, it does show a definite falling away from the faith, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3.
A lot of pastors are afraid, if you will, to preach and teach about the book of Revelation, saying, first of all, the people won't understand it. Second of all, I don't have enough time to try to study it and present it.
That's the problem, laziness.
Yeah, but the chapter 1 and verse 3 is the only place in the Bible that I know of. It said, blessed is the one who reads the word of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what's written in it, because the time is near. It's the only place in the whole Bible where it says, blessed are the people who read the words of this book. And yet we ignore it in our churches to not get that blessing. I know I used to teach a class of the first four chapters of Revelation, and it was just full of people all the time. And everybody was going, wow, I didn't know this was in the Bible. And as you study it, as you read it, you are blessed. Why in the world do you suppose people are not taking this to heart? And more importantly, why aren't pastors feeling the burden of getting their people informed about the times, which are near, in my opinion?
Absolutely, I agree with you. Well, it seems that we're an entertainment mad generation, and that includes, unfortunately and sadly, in the church. I've been to some large churches right there in the Denver area where I think this program sort of originates. Mm-hmm. I've been to big churches there, and they like to have their latte, you know, their yeah. entertainment, the dancing girls on the stage behind the pulpit to warm up everybody and all kinds of things. And
yes.
Couldn't see them, but my friends who smiled and watched me watch them, not really being able to see them, knowing what I would think if I could. You know, it just is tragic, I think, what we see happening.
Well, it's an entertainment mentality. The first of all, the sense of excellence is not a thing they talk about in the terms of preaching the Bible. The sense of excellence for these big churches is whether the PA system works, whether everybody can see, whether the costumes of the dancing girls are the same. My wife Jeannie and I have a hard time going to church anymore because I get angry by the time the Word of God is presented by the pastor.
Me too, Dave.
Because there's been so much going on, so much swaying, so much hand-wagging, and so forth. And the greatest burden of my life, honestly, is the fact that we don't get to go to church as much as I want to because of this. It's just so upsetting. And if I talk to anybody about it, they say, oh, Dave, you're just 73, 74 years of age.
That's right.
And you're just old-fashioned and you don't understand. Well, you wrote one time about a survey that was done by the Pew Research Center, and the results of it said that 41% of people who were asked, and I'm not sure who they asked, I think they were talking about Christian people mostly, said that they believe that Jesus' second coming is going to be in the next 40 years, and the other half, or 46%, said, no, it's not going to happen at all. And it's amazing to me that only 40% have any kind of significant understanding of the times that we're living in, and there's really no interest in educating them. Why is it that people don't believe in the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, do you think? There's just no interest in it.
I don't know, but it's quite interesting that the church, as you say, is almost, there's a dearth of any interest at all in prophecy. They're so busy being entertained and having their coffee and all of this kind of thing, sitting in theater type seats and really being entertained, basically. They're so busy that they don't even think about the future. They just want a feel good type mentality. And yet, and I sense it's because I'm out there, the world in general senses something is amiss. There's something wrong. Something is impending. There is almost a doomsday-type mentality among most of the world's population, I think. It's not. They seek entertainment, but it's just to cover up their fear of a doomsday. And you can see this as truth based upon how media, both news and entertainment, direct their programming towards many, many of these kind of themes. That you almost always bad news as opposed to good, which is something that's automatic anyway. But I'm always interested to see that the world in general, they do know something is about to change. There's a change coming, and it's not good. But the church doesn't seem to realize or care.
Well, you know, the government has so frightened elders in churches to encourage their preaching pastor to talk about prophecy, to talk about what's going on in political things, because they might lose their 501c3.
Right.
And in my estimation, the loss of a 501c3 is probably the best thing that ever could happen to a church.
Well, they're definitely going to lose something at the Bema, the judgment seat of Christ, by not preaching it.
That's right.
I'm convinced that this is one of the great shortfalls of the American pastorate, and God is going to hold them responsible because they have been given the light to disseminate. And I include myself. I'm not a pastor, but I include myself. I feel totally responsible for preaching the whole word to the whole world.
Amen to that. I feel responsible as well to those people for whom I was ordained an elder. even though I don't attend that church anymore, I have the feeling that it was a lifetime thing, and I pray for the people. I pray for the church that is going through the throes of this entertainment mentality and so forth, and their ears being tickled and so and going on, and like you say, the coffee being served, the people getting up in the middle of the sermon to go out and refresh their coffee, get it warmed over again. The pastors don't talk about things of current events because, like I said, the IRS will come after them. There have been several cases where the pastors had the gall to say that, for example, if a person votes for a candidate who believes in abortion, he's contrary to the Word of God, preaching the fact that clearly children are from the conception, and to abort is a murder of an unborn child. Well, you can't talk about that now. And if he says, vote for this candidate, that's what's going to happen, then you're not going along with the Word of God. And so much of that is happening in the church today. That's why I suspect our whole country is going down. Well, do you think in the cycle of things that Western civilization in general is on a cycle on the downside? Here we're talking with Terry James about that when we come back from our second break at the bottom half of the hour.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins reminds us that each member of our military is an individual who has given up the comforts of home. A military care package reminds them that their sacrifice is appreciated. Type military care package into an online search engine and find out how easy it is to let them know they are appreciated. This message is from Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins, always looking out for the safety of our community. Call 970-221-2607.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Hi, anybody. Dave Wilson here, sitting in for Dr. Stan, who is traveling around. He should be back tomorrow as the Lord tarries. And I just want to say very much to the people who are listening in the Denver Metroplex and on the West Coast and here on the East Coast, how much pleasure it has been for me to be able to sit in here for Dr. Stan. And I pray that you will continue to listen in to what he has to say because it's so important to understand what's going on in our nation today. And Terry, that's what I want to talk about a little bit today. Terry James is my guest this morning, ladies and gentlemen. And although I don't consider it to be your website, you write things that are on RaptureReady.com. That's RaptureReady.com, RaptureReady.com. Am I right to say that's the repository of a lot of stuff that you write?
Yes, I'm partners with Todd Strindberg, who founded the site. He's a young man of 46, I think now, a genius, a computer genius, I consider him, and of course very knowledgeable in Bible prophecy and just a wonderful young man. He has actually moved right across the street from me in Arkansas now, so he's not going to have another one of my children, and just a brilliant guy, and yes, RaptureReady.com was his brainchild before really the net even got started back about 1987.
Wow.
He was called it RaptureReady and was passing around whatever you call them, the little floppy disks, I guess, with his material on it. And now, of course, it's the largest in terms of number of visits, both unique visits and number of hits. It's the largest Bible prophecy website on the net. We get like a 250,000 unique hits. That means individual, different ones, every month with more than, I think, about too close to 15 million hits, which is phenomenal
for a
Bible prophecy website. And we have, I think the last count was almost 40,000 articles from various writers, including, of course, myself. I've got a number of them on there.
You do indeed. You know, that's prophetic as well. The idea, the notion that the world would be so closely knit by communication would have been foreign to somebody reading the Lord's Word in the early 1900s, even 1950, 1960. And now look at what we have, a place called Rapture Ready where you can go and read things written by lots of different people, and you can be anywhere in the world and listen to the sound of this radio program, for pity's sakes, if anybody wants to do that.
That's the prophet, Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, you know, people shall travel to and fro and that kind of thing, and knowledge shall be increased, that meant exponential increase in knowledge, and certainly that's what happened. Knowledge is doubling. I don't even know what the figure is now, but every 18 months or something, knowledge is doubling because of just a tremendous volume on the internet and other things. So it is prophetic, and of course, the fact that there is such a closely linked world community now means we're headed toward globalism, and that's Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18. The Antichrist is one day going to control all of that. For a brief time, but the Lord is coming back, and that's, again, is the beauty of prophecy, in that there is hope there. There is comfort to the believer.
And you can watch what's going on in politics today. It's amazing to me that we ever did elect someone such as we have, or the class of individuals that we have. What do you think about the politics and the situation in the United States? Every time we have an election, we think, oh, this is going to be the most important election that we've ever had, and the idea that half the people in the United States would vote for a person such as we have in office now is amazing to me.
America is linked very closely with the nation Israel. It's a destiny. It's a prophetic linkage, a destiny that God Himself put together. And we remember, if we look upon the history of Israel and the, when they split into the southern and into Israel and to Judah, the two different parts, we see that God gave them the kings, the leadership that they deserved. And most of that, and particularly with Israel, the northern kingdom, it became worse and worse because the people became worse and worse from a standpoint of getting farther and farther from God. That's what's happening to America, in my opinion. And Israel is the prototype for nations. And America has fallen and going along the same lines that Israel and every nation that's ever existed, because sin exists, it is headed in the same direction as Israel headed. And it's going to eventuate, I'm afraid, with with America's downfall in one way or the other. I personally have my own opinions on how that's going to take place, but my opinions only. It's not necessarily stipulating God's word, but it's my belief, because America's not mentioned in Bible prophecy.
But
we get what we deserve, and I think to answer your question, Dave, I think that that's what's happening here, the sort of leadership we deserve as a nation. But, in 1964, 63, we decided to kick God out of our schools,
mm-hmm.
and begin from that point to take God out of the public discourse, making it almost illegal. And since that time, we've seen a tremendous slippage. Of course, you can't kick God out of anything, but a man in his hubris thinks he can. So, we get what we deserve.
It's amazing to me. People will come up to me and say, "What is going on in this country today?" And I say to myself just exactly what you said. Well, in 1963, they kicked the Bible out. And so, let's see now, how old would a person be if they were born around 1963 or so? Well, they'd be at least 40-some-odd, maybe approaching 50, and their education has, unless they attended church, unless they had godly parents, would be without God. Likewise, their children would be that. So, Terry, we're really looking at the second generation of people who have a godless education, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Again, it's going taking the same course that Israel, the prototype mm-hmm. nation of the world, for the world, according to God's word, going in the same direction, farther and farther from God. And of course, the very stones, and that is the very even the geophysical elements are crying out, as Jesus said they would if they denied him, and they're denying him more and more every day.
Yep.
So America's
yep.
in trouble, as is the world. With God, but again, if we know Bible prophecy, we know that it's something that's, we know what's going to happen. God has let people who will believe in His Word, has let those people know what's going to happen. So it's not really, He has not given a spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind and so forth. And so, we know that if we just adhere to His Word and trust Him, that everything's going to be okay, but we are headed in the wrong direction.
It should get impetus to those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior to look at the people who don't understand about that and talk to them about it. I am so happy when someone comes infrequently, I have to say, to me and wants to talk about the things of the Spirit. Just a little bit, because it gives you an end. I try to be a good witness for what I know to be true. And it's exciting, and every person, man, woman, and older child, should be able to explain a few things about the gospel, a few things about prophetic things, not a whole lot. We're going to be talking more specifically about what's happening to these United States. We come back for the last segment. The Wednesday's version of Radio Liberty.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hello, everybody. We're back. This is Dave Wilson in here for Dr. Stanley Monteith on a Wednesday morning. It's about 10:45 wherever I am, and wherever you are, it's 45 minutes past the hour. Anyway, if you want to call in and ask Terry James a question, let's open the phone lines now for a few minutes. Give us a call at America's News Network, a toll-free call at 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. In the meantime, if we're waiting for anybody to call us, so let's talk a little bit, Terry, about the fact that no matter where you look, globalization seems to be the end result of all the things that are going on in our politics today. That's what's so exciting to me. What do you think about all that? You know, we have NAFTA and all these other things where communication has brought us together. It's all circling around oil. Is it strange that our entire community and finances rotate about oil?
I don't think so, because everything, you know, is it seems to have been, well, it wasn't destined that way necessarily, but God knew the end from the beginning, and the whole world began as far as humanity is concerned in Mesopotamia, that area, the Garden of Eden. That's where it will end, in the same general area. So the lush garden slush, as I call it, is there, the oil. And it's going to bring all mankind, I believe, back to that area for Armageddon, because it is the lubrication of the industry of the world, and that means money, the money powers. Love of money is the root of all evil, and man, of course, loves money. So oil is going to be the catalyst I wrote about it this week and for next Monday in rapturated.com on the Nearing Midnight section. I've read Catalyst for Armageddon, or Catalyst for Catastrophe, I think I call it. And oil is that catalyst. For example, I believe it's because China has really, as recently, made a tremendous strides, you know, in the economy. They came from being a very backwards country as far as economics are concerned to now they are just about to take over the United States so far as being one of the leading consumer of oil. They made a deal with Saudi Arabia, for example, to construct some of the most advanced and biggest refineries. And this means, according to some of the experts I've read, that if this happens, as they think it's going to happen, some of these experts think it's going to happen, then China will usurp America in regard to oil consumption, and that means that it will be moved, dealing in oil money will be moved from petrodollars to some other currency. I don't know if it's to be the yuan, their currency, or to some other reserve currency system. But it'll move away from the dollar, and petrodollars will no longer be in existence. That means America will slip from its apex nationhood. And so, but it's oil that has brought, and it is bringing all the world together as far as the making of money, the economy is concerned. Well, and on the other hand, I was mentioning a while ago that, of course, Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18 shows that we are going to be one world. Antichrist is going to control all buying and selling through a systems of numbers in March. Well, we can see that developing through satellite linkages from
right
continent to continent, and of course it's coming together on the internet and other things, and it's going to be eventually, I believe, to where there are no. It's going to be a cashless society where it's going to be strictly electronic funds transfer, and we're getting more and more that way. So the whole world is coming together globally. Whether you look at it economically, militarily, you look at it industrially, you look at it religiously. No matter in what direction you look, the world is coming together globally. And so, yeah, we see the Bible again coming.
That should be so exciting. That should be so exciting to believers. And yet, the Pew census or whatever you call it said that only 40% of the people who were interviewed believed in that. And my excitement should be something that is catchable by pastors in these days, and it is not, because they're so worried. They've been so burdened by huge budgets and multiple staff, and they have gotten away from the Word of God. The Word of God tells us quite simply the duties of a pastor are to equip the saints for the works of service. It says that in Ephesians 4. Not do the works of service, but equip the saints. And pastors have gotten so far away from that that they're doing everything but teach the Word of God. The congregations are suffering for it, and they don't have the joy in their heart, perhaps. I don't want to castigate everybody, but they don't have the joy in their heart that Terry and I share in terms of seeing what's happening and having confidence that I'm going to be okay through all of this. I don't know
today,
for sure.
I think it's the love of money again. I get back to that, the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
The pastors in this country more and more, and I've talked to some of them, so I know even smaller pastors, smaller churches, and they look at these great edifices that's been built and the tremendous money flowing in because of the prosperity principle and other things, and these great 14,000 member churches and even more. You know, one
right.
particular one. We won't mention names, but. The one that has an entire stadium where people meet every Sunday.
Right.
They hear nothing in the world but sugar, sweetness. They never hear true gospel doctrine or anything else. And pastors look at that and they say, my goodness, I can build my church just by making people happy like we talked before. If we can just make them smile and make them feel good, well, you know, they'll come back and they'll bring friends with them. And it's the old thesis... antithesis, synthesis thing of purpose driven, you know.
And actually, we know that God's word will not come back without having had an effect upon people. When I was a new Christian, went to Calvary Chapel down in Costa Mesa. Curiously, I was in Chuck Missler's Sunday school down there back in the 70s. And Chuck Smith was preaching. He went through the Bible every 5 years, Genesis to Revelation. Sunday morning, a sermon on some topical version of the verse that we've read through the week, and Sunday night, five chapters of the Bible, beginning to end, beginning to end, beginning to end. And you can see how that movement has grown as they have stuck to the Word of God. We'll be back with Terry James for a few closing remarks on this version of Radio Liberty.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet, or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
11 years ago when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Hello, everybody. I find myself actually feeling a little bit sad when I realize that this is the last program I'm going to do for you for a while. Dr. Stan will be returning tomorrow morning as the Lord tarries. So I want to say thank you very much for tolerating with me all the people in the Denver Metroplex. And I hope that you have had as good a time as I have, particularly this morning, as we've been talking with Terry James, whose website, raptureready.com, has got a lot of information about what's really going on in the world today. Terry, our hour is over. Hard to believe. Have you got a minute's worth of something to encourage people as to maybe what they should do, how they should pray these next few years?
Trust. I like what Dr. Charles Stanley says, obey God and leave all the consequences to him.
Yes.
Trust him, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. Trust him and he will direct your path. And that's my best advice, because that's God's best advice.
Amen to that. Well, thank you, Terry, for being with us. And I pray that your health will be great, your insight to all the things that are happening will be great, and we will see each other in heaven.
I pray the same for you, Dave. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I have to take a minute or two, ladies and gentlemen, to talk about the things of Radio Liberty, because your support is what keeps us on the air in these various radio venues. Radio's Liberty number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927 or radioliberty.com. I have in my hand a book that Dr. Stan wrote several years ago called The Brotherhood of Darkness. I don't know how many printings this particular book is in right now, but they have been selling this book like the proverbial hotcakes at WorldNet Daily and other places. It's an inexpensive book in terms of the amount of money you have to put out to get it in your hands, but it is a very good and worthwhile expense for you. The Brotherhood of Darkness by Dr. Stanley Monteith explains what's really going on in the world today. The story in the book is incredible, but true. And believe it or not, it's about secret societies and how they've directed the course of civilization and how they really, really do influence our life today. Most people don't realize they exist because your mind has been conditioned to reject any thought of such organizations. And certainly the media will laugh at you if you dare to talk about it. In this book, Dr. Monteith has revealed amazing facts that he's discovered in 40 years of research. He reveals the identity of the mysterious forces that are behind the men who really rule the world, and why some of our leaders, even right here in these United States, have dedicated their lives to destroying this nation. And, you know, after you read The Brotherhood of Darkness, you're never going to look at the world in the same way again. It's available from Radio Liberty at radioliberty.com. They'll give you the phone number. I'll give you the phone number to buy this book. You can get it at 1-800-544-8927. We appreciate the work that Dr. Stan has been doing for over 20 years or more on the radio. And he would like to know that you are out there with him. So why don't you prayerfully consider becoming a member of the Radio Liberty family of supporters? For $25 a month, You'll be put on the list for receiving Dr. Stan's insightful mail newsletter that he talks about current events and how things are really happening in the world today. And also you'll know that in your heart, you're helping promote these kinds of programs. It's so important for him to know that you are there. My name is Dave Wilson. I have enjoyed standing in, sitting in, walking in for Dr. Stan these past few days. God bless you all. And remember to look for the Lord soon coming. Bye-bye now.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes. Beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that